News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Oh yeah, we always say it, but it's the phrase that we use, solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, and folks, listen, I got to tell you again about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm, by the way, is a wing shooting destination aside from everything else you can do out there. They are famous for being a place where you can go and hunt quail and pheasant. They've got the guides, the guns, the dogs. I mean, hundreds of manicured acres. They've got literally everything you need to have an amazing day wing shooting, hunting birds. And that's good times. And with the fall weather coming up, man, the time is coming. And folks, on top of that, they've got a staff out there that will cater to your every need. You can also sit down, have a glass of wine by the infinity pool and watch the sun go down over the hills, or you can have an incredible meal cooked by their chefs. And just go check it out, Otter Creek Farm at ottercreekfarmstead.com. So listen, I'm going to wrap up this segment. The whole thing with Milley. Technically, General Mark Milley. And by the way, if you know, I love the military. And if you look at my own background, whether it be in the infantry or in special operations, I'll just tell you, looking at some of the things that General Milley has done in his career, his uniform commands respect. I mean, there are things on his uniform that, like the combat diver badge and the master jump wings and the combat infantryman's badge with a star on it, meaning more than one war. There are things that he has done in his career that are amazing. And then you look at it and go, God almighty, he should have retired when Trump left office. He should have. He would have gone out with a bang. He would have gone out as a hero. He would have gone out with everything intact. And now what we're looking at is the calls for his resignation are mounting. By the way, at the top of the first, or just before the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we had a little technical difficulty. Nothing on the internet or anything, but Copper and I literally had a complete disengagement of our connectivity. So if you heard me talking, I was talking right before it, and then we restored it during the break because Copper is a technical whiz. Thank you, Copper. But we got it all restored. I hear you laughing, but it's true. I rely upon you. But I was talking about former Obama Joint Chief of Staff. Technically, he was also Bush's chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen. And Admiral Mike Mullen himself has said there needs to be accountability. He said that there needs to be accountability with regards to the drone strike that wound up killing multiple civilians that were not actual ISIS-K targets. He also believes that the pullout from Afghanistan and the fact that 13 service members were killed also needs to be something that is investigated for accountability. And the question of what's going to happen with General Milley. Now, there's a thing in the Army, and Brian Taylor, who was on with me just a moment ago, we talked about it. It's called the 15-6 investigation, named after the Article 15-6 in the U.S. Code of Military, Uniform Code of Military Justice. But it literally is an investigative process. And I've been a 15-6 investigator. I've also, as a commander, launched 15-6 investigations. It is rare to think that something like a 15-6 can be conducted at this high a level. But I suspect there's going to be investigations. But Brian made the point, and this is so true, Brian made the point that the biggest issue we've got to face here is not whether Milley screwed up per se, but whether our constitutional processes were bypassed. Because we are a nation that puts the military under the subjective power of the civilian authorities by design, so that we cannot have something like in Turkey or Pakistan where basically the military runs the country. And we are a nation whose constitution guarantees our freedom, Brian Taylor said, but it only guarantees it, and I think his words are great, so I'll quote him, only insofar as those entrusted with that great power adhere to the principles that it embodies. Folks, I'm just telling you, if we find out through whatever investigative process, whether it be a 15-6 investigation, a congressional investigation, or some outside source like this book that's been written, which may or may not even be true, but here it is. If we find out that what we have is General Milley who made these subversive phone calls, who made these subversive comments, who said that he would not be following certain orders of his civilian authorities, on top of the fact that he presided over the Afghanistan debacle and the deaths of 13 service members in a drone strike that killed innocent civilians. If we find out, I mean, there's enough for him to resign already. And I was calling for his resignation just on Afghanistan. And now we find out about the China calls. I'm telling you, the Biden administration is probably looking at him right now thinking, you're a liability, we need you out of here. Folks, I'm going to open the phone lines when we come back. If you want to call in, 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. General Milley, what do you think? Vaccine mandates, what do you think? Other stuff going on around the state, what do you think? We'll be right back after this. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. That is the station. Phil Williams, that is the host, Right Side Radio. That is the show where we are indeed solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, I opened up the phones, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Topics for today would include things like, what do you think about General Milley and his situation, and should he resign? And then what do you think also about Afghanistan and the continued attempt to try and get Americans out by private sources, because we're not seeing much out of the Biden administration? And then what do you also think about vaccine mandates? We talked about that. And truthfully, the border, because our state officials are pushing back on both those issues. 866-494-9866. And I can see I've already got some folks on the line. I think Mark from Huntsville on line two is first. Hey, Mark, this is Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. How are you today, man? What's going on?
I got a question for you. I thought you said that there was a bill passed in the state of Alabama that venues and businesses could not ask for the vaccine card.
That is correct. We don't have a vaccine passport in Alabama. We've got Senate Bill 265 was passed in the legislative session earlier this spring that says that you cannot be denied access or services from the government or an education. So what are you facing right now? What are you seeing?
Well, the reason why I'm calling is on Friday night there was a concert at the Von Braun Center at the Mars Music Hall.
Okay.
And they required everyone to show their vaccination card. Or you
really?
Had to go down the hall and take one of these little tests that took about 3 minutes. And I refused to do either one of them and left.
Did you get your money back for your ticket? Or were you buying at the door?
I reapplied for the money on Ticketmaster. They're going to give it back to me.
Wow. Who was the artist? Who were you there to see? Can I ask?
It was Muscadine Bloodline.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm wondering, too, some of these artists are out there are saying that they won't perform unless this kind of thing is done. But no, I don't believe they are. You know what, Mark? I'll double check on that. But my recollection was venues are not allowed to deny you access by having first demanded a copy of your card. So, Mark, I'm going to check on that. And that's very interesting. So the Von Braun Civic Center, I will check on it, Mark. Thanks for the call, buddy. That's Mark from Huntsville calling in on Right Side. So the next one I see on the line that's been holding, Copper, if you can get me Chris from Decatur on line three. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
You know, I just want to say that you're innocent until proven guilty unless you're a Democrat.
Oh, and so
now, Milley will walk out of there, and he will get a job with CNN or MSNBC or a book deal for millions of dollars, and nothing will be heard from him again. Or it's the same thing over and over again. All these officials have broken the law, and they just walk away with nothing.
So in his case, you're saying that only Democrats are innocent to proven guilty, but Republicans or conservatives are guilty automatically. Is that what you're saying, man?
That's pretty much what I'm seeing.
Wow. Well, and it's not a bad point, Chris. I mean, we've seen things like the complete debacle with stuff like Brett Kavanaugh.
Comey.
Who else? Yeah.
McCabe.
Yep.
How many of them, all of them have lied to Congress under oath? No penalty.
Well, and we'll find out. I mean, the interesting piece we got here is that people actually died in this case, Chris. So I don't know. I don't know where we're going to go with this yet, but you're right. Unless he winds up facing some kind of punitive action and is found guilty of something, then he probably will wind up with a book deal. Or then again, maybe he'll just go quietly into the night. We don't know yet. There's been some good generals who chose to just go out there and just retire and be glad to be done. But, hey, Chris, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your time. Wow. Okay, I tell you what. Let's go down to line five, Copper, if you don't mind. Let's get Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams here from Right Side Radio. What's on your mind? Do we have Kirby on line five, Copper? Have I lost Kirby? Have I lost Copper? Oh, hello. Oh, I see. She's still answering the phones. My bad. Oh, we lost. Okay, we lost Kirby. I just saw that the note there. So, Kirby from Harvest, sorry, man, you can call back in if you want to. But I'm going to look now. Copper, who's next? Who's been holding the longest next? Kathy from Decatur. Let's go ahead and do that. Line one, Kathy from Decatur. Hey, Kathy's Phil Williams from Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you, Phil?
I am well, thanks. What's on your mind?
Oh, good. I just wanted to say that my husband and I both love your show, and he gets to listen a lot more than I do. But I've called before, and I just wanted to comment about the vaccine mandate.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you had Jordan Vaughn on your show Friday, because I actually got to hear him Saturday speak in Birmingham with some other doctors about just what's actually going on with the vaccines and with treatment, and they're able to treat, like they've treated thousands of patients in Alabama. But as far as the mandate, last year, I work in manufacturing. I was an essential worker last year. So what's changed? You know, there's like probably only half of our plant has had the vaccine. And so if half of us really don't want to get it, then, you know, what are we supposed to do?
So are you saying that your plant is already? Yeah, I do. So Kathy, are you saying your plant is already requiring it now? I didn't hear that part. Or are you saying that
no,
it might?
No, our plant is not. I know there's a couple of other plants along the river here that are, but our plant is trying to figure out what they're going to do, you know, just because there's been talk about this OSHA. They're kind of waiting, but who knows? Yeah. They may just decide to go ahead and go forward with it, too. We just don't know. We're kind of in a wait and see.
Well, I would assume, first of all, that y'all have more than 100 employees at your plant. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so... So, yeah, if the Biden mandate was ever to come to fruition, and right now there's a lot of reason to believe that it won't. Our attorney general is pushing back on it hard. He's one of 24 attorney generals that are threatening to file suit. We've also got Congressman Adderholt, who came out today and said that he believes the whole thing is going to wind up getting tied up in legal action and probably get stayed by the courts and won't ever be implemented. And I agree with that assessment. So I think on the one hand, legally speaking, I don't think your plant's going to be mandated to have to do it. If they choose to do it, though, the law says if they're a private employer, not a government employer, but a private employer can actually do a mandate if they so choose to do. But I think the question right now is whether the Biden mandate will ever take effect. And I don't think it will at this point.
Well, and we need support for the bill that you mentioned earlier that would give people who are injured by the vaccine an opportunity to sue. You know, I get right to work state. I don't think that government should tell businesses what they need to do, but I still think the state should protect the employees. And well, if the vaccines are.
Yeah. And I don't disagree with that. And I think that, you know, you would have your day in court and be allowed to prove it. Kathy, I think that's true. And by the way, your senator over there in Decatur, Senator Arthur Orr, is the author of the no vaccine passport bill. So I think he's very supportive of this kind of thing, and you might want to make sure you reach out to him. But hey, Kathy, I'm going to take the next caller, but I appreciate your time and your husband both being Right Side Ruffians and being in the audience. Thanks for your time, Kathy. Hey, I see Kirby called back in on line five. So let me jump back down there. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams here from Right Side. Glad we got you back. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, Phil. I thought what I would do is try to just go back to a voice from the past, and that's John Adams, one of our early founders, and he wrote this: our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And I think that's part of why we've had so much trouble with this election. You know, when you get crowds of people saying they have some kind of right, but acting like a pack of wild animals, destroying businesses and everything, you know, mounting up an insurrection, our government, you know, found a framework was not really made for governing that kind of people. You go in your Bible and you see what Pontius Pilate did when people acted like that. And, of course, God used it to get Jesus on the cross so we could be sin free, but at any rate, even the government of Rome stepped back for that. So I think that may be part of our problem here.
Well, it could be, although I do believe, though, that the civilian authorities do have a right to exercise the enforcement of the rule of law. And if the rule of law exists but they choose not to, then they're derelict in their duties. And, you know, when you see things like the Antifa riots or the BLM riots and the destruction of private property, or for that matter, government property, they certainly had a right to step in and do something. And so many of them chose not to. I've got an article right here that I haven't even touched on yet, that the Portland, Oregon, is finally beginning to realize that keeping the police away from the protests was a bad idea. But hey, listen, thanks so much for calling in, Kirby. We appreciate that, and always welcome to have quotes from John Adams on the show. And listen, we got a little bit of time left. I think Lynn from Decatur has been holding on the longest, but I understand we may have some trouble with his audio. So let's try Lynn from Decatur on line 4, Copper, and see if we can get that to work. Hey, Lynn, Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. How are you? Did we lose Lynn? Copper, we appear to have yep. Okay, let's skip that. I got about 2 minutes left, so let me do this. I'm going to go to Kareem in Huntsville. Hey, Kareem, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm calling about General Milley. I'm saying thank God that we had a man like that in that position at that time, because we remember what was happening in the White House once he lost the election. First of all, we knew he wasn't going to leave. We knew he sat back and asked for 11,780 votes. We knew that he was going to do anything in his power to hold on to power.
How do you know that?
And I'm glad we had those checks and balances in place.
Hey, Kareem, how do you know that?
Excuse me?
How do you know that?
Because they said this was between the time that he, after the election, the month of October leading up to, I mean, from November leading up to January 6th. We knew everything that this man was doing. He was desperate.
He was calling
other governors from different states saying, say you made a mistake, say you lost. We remember all of this. He was unhinged.
Okay, but Kareem, you call him unhinged. I mean, there were some serious irregularities. I mean, weirdness was going on. But did he or did he not walk out the door and leave peacefully? He did, didn't he?
If people voted, we did not want him no more. I don't understand how y'all couldn't.
I understand that. I understand you believe that the election was won at the voting booth, but I'm asking you this. So you're saying you believe he was unhinged and was ready to go nuclear and institute military action, and therefore General Milley had to step in and intervene, which is just crap, Kareem. That's crap. So let me ask you this. How do you know
that told him to declare?
Did he or did he not? Kareem, you're not dealing with it, man. Did he or did he not walk out the door peacefully? And if he did, is that the indication of a madman?
But why would you even put that on the table instead of just taking your loss like a man? Don't matter what party you from, you don't
what's
get
that,
to take
but
this
what's
country.
That got to do with General Milley?
You don't get
you
to
want
take
to talk
it.
About Milley. It,
because he stood in the way. He did not let this man do anything he wanted to do. Y'all let him do anything he wanted to do for 4 years. And then he was there to actually stop him.
Not at all. In fact, y'all tried to impeached him twice. Y'all hauled him up and impeached him twice, dude. I mean, so the reality is that man was hunted the entire time he was in office, and he left peacefully. Now, he may have left, you know, saying some things and doing some mean tweets.
Until today, he's still screaming that he won.
Okay, but Kareem, what I'm saying is, all the mean tweets aside, the man still walked out the door peacefully and went on his way.
It was about him.
And yet somehow that translates to you as being a guy who was going to go nuclear, and General Milley had to violate the Constitution and get in there and try to subvert civilian authority, and that makes no sense. That makes no sense, Kareem.
To stay in power.
Well, Kareem, you and I disagree once again, but I'm telling you, you are missing the bigger point because the Constitution was at play.
Civil war in this country to stay in power.
Oh, Kareem, give me a break, man. That is so wrong, and you know it. There was no violation. There was no civil war. He never asked for people
to
raise up arms. Okay. Kareem, thanks for the call, buddy. I'm up against the break. You call in any time, but just be prepared because I'm going to wear you out sometimes, and this is one of those times. That is just some jackwagon crap. The very idea that Trump was unhinged, was about to cause a military violence, and oh, it's civil war. No, not even once. And the very idea that the man walked out the front door of the White House and got in his car and went to his own house is a clear indication that we did not have a man who was unhinged and threatening military action. Good gosh. But what you did have, though, potentially, we don't know, but potentially, was a 4-star general who was clearly, and let me take that back, who could have been subverting the constitutional authority rested in the civilian authorities of the nation. All right, folks. Hey, Copper, you tell Jeff from Indiana to hang on. I'll talk to him and get back from the break if he can hang on that long. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, and live online at rightsideradio.org. We'll be right back to wrap up the day. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. The time is now 4:55. We're winding down the show for the day. But Copper, I hope he's still there. But Jeff from Indiana, one of our regular callers, a truck driving man who makes the rounds through Indiana all the way down through Alabama, calls into the show regularly. Jeff on line two. Jeff, hey man, Phil Williams from Right Side. How are you today?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Good. Hey, thanks for holding on so long.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, what did
trying
I do?
You're trying to argue with somebody who's got TDS, and it's a real disease. These people, I mean, Trump derangement syndrome is real. I'm just waiting for the CDC to come out with some studies on this.
There's bound to be a vaccine.
It's causing people to. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, some of these people. I mean, how many people have died from heart attacks and strokes from talking about Trump?
It boggles the mind, Jeff. I mean, Lord God, I mean, now that the mean tweets are gone, they still can't control themselves. It's just unbelievable. But yeah.
It truly is a mental illness. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind about it.
Well, that was a classic example a moment ago. But what's on your mind? I see you had Afghanistan as something you wanted to call and talk about. What are you thinking there?
You know, the way we pulled out of there and everything and stuff without leaving anything and deserting Bagram and stuff, who benefits from that?
Well, right now, China benefits from it, it looks like, because what we're hearing is that China
and Russia.
I think Iran.
According to the Hunter Biden laptop and everything, and taking all this money, we know that they've taken money from all these countries and stuff. Let's just imagine for a minute that we're Democrats and Trump is in the office right now, and what would they be saying about him doing these kind of deals and stuff? You know, would they be compromised? Would they be doing investigations and just going crazy trying to get him?
I think we'd be on impeachment number 3 or 4 by now. I don't think there's any doubt. There's no doubt in my mind, Jeff, after what went on the 4 years of the Trump administration and with the constant, you know, investigations and the constant harassment and the constant impeachment proceedings and claims of collusion and whatever else, I believe that we'd be in the thick of it again right now if this was him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not much on conspiracy theories, but here lately I've, you know, there is a lot of conspiracies I think that's out there. And, you know, did China say, hey, you know, Joe, we can ruin your life. All you got to do is just walk plumb out and give us Afghanistan, and that's basically what we did.
That's basically what we did. And here's one, and I've got about a minute here, but I'll just tell you this. This story just broke. I saw it literally in the break while I was waiting to come back and get you on the phone, that India reports that their intelligence services have decided that with very much confidence that the bomber that killed 13 service members and a whole lot of other Afghan civilians had actually just been set free from the Bagram prison by the Taliban that we gave away. So in other words, the Biden administration gave away Bagram. Taliban rescued this guy out of prison. He went in and killed 13 American service members a month later. And that's where we are.
That's Trump's fault, I'm sure. Somehow.
They'll find a way to point the finger. Hey, Jeff, you be safe on the road, man. We appreciate you calling in. As always, you call anytime. Right Side Ruffian going up and down the highways. All right, folks, listen. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. You got the Mark one. You got the great one, Mark Levin, coming on next. And we will be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Solid conservative and just plain right.